brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Thursday, the fifth day of January 2012. We're almost through the work week of the first week of the new year. Before you know it, it'll be 2013, and all those folks that said it was going to be the end of the world, they're going to look pretty silly. I hope they turn out to be wrong. We've got U.S. troops deploying. Jerusalem Post is calling it not an exercise, but a deployment to Israel. And I've got a whole stack of newspaper articles saying it's in preparation for what could be a U.S.-Israel joint strike on Iran. And Iran, of course, in the last 2 days repeatedly has said, if your aircraft carriers come back through the Strait of Hormuz, which is international waters, it's like a Saudi Arabia on one side, Iran on the other for a few miles, but it's 12 miles at its shortest point. It's about, I don't know, 8 miles or so through the middle. If you come through those waters, this, you're not going to like what happens. This is your only warning. So Iran is, I guess, beginning to realize that it may be a foregone conclusion that they're going to be attacked, and or they're crazy. I mean, I go back to, if we ought to re-pull this because I keep mentioning it. Headline, head of Iranian intelligence says he will take war to streets of Tel Aviv. And that was Press TV, Jerusalem Post, but the official Iranian news agency said that a few months ago. And when I saw it, it was so such a dangerous statement that I had to go and make sure the Iranians actually said it, because the media has exaggerated things and blown things out of proportion on occasion with the Iranians to make the case for war look good. And he didn't just say he'd attack Tel Aviv. They said, we'll also take it to the United States and your major cities. That is asking. That is begging to have the West attack you. And then if Iran does activate some type of sleeper cells, that plays right into the government's hands while they implode the economy, while they bring in all this tyranny, while they set up all these TSA checkpoints that they've tripled the funding for this year. They passed it last year. The NDAA, the arrest of citizens, this whole military-industrial complex takeover is aided massively by a war with Iran, and if Iran responds with asymmetrical warfare here in the United States. And yes, there is the report. Iran threatens street war in Tel Aviv. Iran has threatened a street war in Tel Aviv and in the U.S. and Europe should its nuclear sites be targeted. Please print that for me. Thank you. I think that was an Iranian official government news source, but I couldn't read the fine print, so just I'll have that after the break once they've printed it for me. Now, continuing along those lines, we're going to break all this down more after the break. DHS offers officers armed with semi-automatics set up unannounced ID checkpoint. Did you hear that? To get into a building. And I told you the first beta testing we've seen has been in Massachusetts, New York, Florida, Texas, Arizona, California. Now Michigan. But it's always been in those five states for about 6 years. TSA checkpoints on highways, TSA checkpoints at NFL football games, high school football games, rock and roll concerts, neighborhoods. And we point to local news reporting and have national media say we were insane, it wasn't happening. Well, now papers in Florida are reporting, and our report is up on Drudge Report right now, on drudgereport.com. DHS officers armed with semi-automatics set up unannounced ID checkpoint. This is actually happening, and it's good. According to what they've said they're going to do, it's going to be everywhere, every building.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, to say that things are heating up in 2012 is another understatement. They're quickening the climax for a global conflict. Open world government being established by the big six megabanks. Open police state dictatorships. Crackdown on free speech in Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It is all being announced. The corrupt oppressors, the tyrants, the would-be controllers are attempting a strategy of hiding in plain view. They're not sneaking around behind the scenes constructing their new world order and their technological terrors. They are now openly flaunting them because they're entering a phase of open deployment. War, checkpoints, military on the streets, political dissidents being arrested. Now, they are announcing all of this so that people that are intelligent and informed get scared. If you buy into the fear and stop exercising your free speech and bow to these people, it's over. The good news is this is so outrageous that even people that work for ABC, Fox, CNN, Comedy Central, The Daily Show are coming out and saying this is really horrible. Obama is really bad. This is super creepy. In fact, I forgot to tell the guys, let's play some clips later. of that Daily Show that you showed me, Jaron, from Tuesday night, showed to me yesterday, where they break down the nuances, the multi-layers of Obama's deception. You can go watch our breakdown of it hours after he signed it last Saturday night on December 31st. It's now got over 400,000 views. It should have 10 million views, but it's titled Obama Signs Martial Law Bill. But I have a new video coming out that we'll post in about an hour at InfoWars.com. We're going to premiere it here for radio/PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. This detailed full-spectrum analysis of the NDAA that Aaron Dykes and I put together. Again, Aaron just does a superlative job with these video reports we do. His videos are undoubtedly the most popular that we put out. But the entire crew is just excelling with what they're doing, and we are moving to hire some more video editors and more reporters and moving more and more people into host positions. I intend to, once I officially forge the nightly news into the weapon against the globalists, we're smithying it right now. There in the Festus or Vulcan volcano. If you're a new listener, I'm not talking about Vulcans on Star Trek. You know, the Vulcan is the god, the Roman god of forging weapons, I guess called Festus by the Greeks. And just like Jupiter is the Roman name of the Greek god Zeus, but I now digress. For the New York Times writes an article saying that I actually believe that we're Vulcans. Now, the point is we are forging and beta testing the nightly news, and when it's done in the next 3-4 months and we start deploying it towards television systems, not just PrisonPlanet.tv, and then where we put it out on the web for millions a week, we will then also start trying to start some other news shows, maybe some weekly special reports. There's a lot we want to do here, thanks to your support. If I sound a bit hesitant from time to time today, I told the story, I guess Tuesday, of how Saturday I was at the gym trying to do high repetition weightlifting to try to lose weight and tone. To really get in the gym and lose some weight. As you can see, I am losing quite a bit of weight. It's up to 25 pounds now in the last month and a half. Because I'm, committed to take the radio show to the next level, the TV show, to get my health in order, try to get closer to God, everything in 2012 to up our game. But when you first don't succeed, try again. I was lifting weights and trying to go for 30 reps with just 120 pounds on incline. And it was tough to get it up, on some of those final reps. So I exploded, and I guess my hands were tired because it was the last exercise I was doing at the gym. Was, five sets of 20 to 30 reps on the incline, and it just came out of my hands. And before I could even think to try to catch it, it came out of my hands and fell on my chest. And I thought it felt like a horse had kicked me. I've heard those descriptions of a horse kicking. It was probably 10 times the pain of, when you're a kid and somebody jumps on your stomach or punches you in the stomach in the breadbasket, you can't breathe for 30 seconds. It was more like a minute and a half. I thought I was dying. I got the weight off my chest, went outside. People were kind of looking at me, went out the side door, leaned against the wall. It took me about a minute to even be able to get air in. I was like, am I going to die? Did I break something? I was like, imagine what a serious car wreck's like when you smash all your ribs. Because this was nothing compared to something like a car wreck, what I've seen other people go through. And finally, I got air in my lungs, and I went back in. I thought, maybe if I just do some light back exercises over here, because it was also hurt my back because it compressed my entire rib cage. It hurt in the front and in my spine in the back. I thought, maybe if I do some light weights, and I couldn't even do that. And I went home, felt a lot better, took some Advil. And I went ahead and jogged. And my dad came over. He's a dentist, but he took a basic anatomy. And he felt, yeah, I can feel it move a bit. It's cracked a lot. And he says, that's going to really hurt in 4 or 5 days when it starts to heal. Your body's not going to want you to be moving around and try to form a cast. And so unless you lay in a bed for a month, that's going to get really painful. Boy, is he right. It has now gotten to the point where I have to make myself go through pain to breathe deep. Or it's like this asthma-like or anxiety attack-like feeling of not being able to breathe. It's really weird. So if you just see me breathing deep, I'm not doing Buddhist meditation. I am just trying to breathe here. I can't imagine. I remember my grandmother. I was living with them for a year because I'd gotten into so much trouble as a sophomore in high school. And I was just out of school basically for a year. That's why I was in high school for 5 years. And I was there when she got the call from a biopsy that she had lung cancer. And I remember her going, well, that's it. I've got lung cancer. And then I remember her all healthy, happy, you know, beautiful. And I remember a few weeks later, she gets that surgery. They cut part of her lung out. And it, you know, ends up basically paralyzing part of her face for a while, nerve problems, probably caused a small stroke, and then that causing, you know, many years of her degenerating down until she died. But I remember living with her for a few months, and I moved back to Dallas after she had that. And I remember her sitting there and just going, and then not saying why she was doing it, breathing in real slow and just sitting there with a cup of coffee. And then later I was asked her, and she said, oh, it's just excruciating to even breathe, but you have to make yourself breathe. Imagine that, like 100 times the pain I'm in right now that people go through when they're in car wrecks or they have the lung or heart surgery. I was talking to Marcos Morales, one of our great video editors here for the Nightly News, and graphics people. He was talking about his dad had triple bypass open heart surgery. And he said that, you know, just for months, if he just breathing was torture. And I was just thinking about, you better enjoy your life now, because every moment is a precious moment in your life. Every moment is wonderful. And enjoy when you're healthy. Enjoy when you're not in excruciating pain. Enjoy the good times in life. It's like that Cars song about let the good times roll. And America is a great country full of wonderful people. The world is a wonderful planet full of great people. So much beauty, so much art, so many good things, so many innocent things to defend. And you're not going to escape pain in this life. You're not going to escape conflict. You're not going to escape it. We all need to face our fear. We all need to get to that point and basically prepare ourselves for the struggles that are coming in life, whether it's children that get sick or children that die. They say that's the worst thing in the world, or brain cancer or car wrecks, or whatever it is. But then you see the globalist on the other side of that equation. They enjoy the pain. They don't just not have feelings for others. They hate life. And they hate innocence. And they revel in horrifying people. They revel in terrorizing women and children. They get off on just horrible abominations. And it's up to us that can recognize good from evil to protect the general public who is sheep-like and has been basically brought up in a coma-like state watching television in this culture of death, who have no idea what's happening to them. It's up to us to not be angry at them and be cynical and call them stupid sheeple and stuff like I've done 1,000 times. It's really up to us to reach out to them and realize how sad they are. But the unbelievable evil of injecting children worldwide with live cancer viruses, HIV, hepatitis, polio. It was in the news again just yesterday. We covered it. Killing kids in secret illegal vaccine trials. I mean, knowing that Gardasil kills people and doesn't even protect them from human papillomavirus, knowing it consciously, just to see them knowing that Ritalin causes deformities, shrinkage in the brain, all sorts of health problems, heart expansion, to know that what Prozac is so deadly, to know it's a toxic psychotropic and they're pushing it on kids, to just know that they're doing this, it's not a question of if, but when we stand up to these people. Now, again, I wasn't going to talk about this, but now obviously I talk about the rib cage thing because it's too obvious. But I'm going to stay on air today, and I'm going to stay on air tomorrow because this pain is not that bad. And if my grandmother could walk around with something 10 times, 20 times more painful, then I can certainly do a radio show with this. So I'm not going to wimp out. I'm going to be here. Okay, enough about that. The news coming up.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
All right, we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us coming up to talk about the incredible escalations towards open war with Iran and what that'll lead to, the unprecedented power grabs. Even mainline analysts on, quote, mainline television are saying it's an unprecedented power grab, court fight over recess appointments, almost certain Obama to violate a federal law and the Constitution to do this, huge power grab, and he violates the congressional laws the Democrats, by the way, rammed through more than a decade ago. On top of it, we've got incredible economic news on the job front. And coming up in the next segment, I want to illustrate that we can fight back against the National Defense Authorization Act. There's a reason Obama first said he would not sign it, that he would veto it. That way people thought, oh, well, it's not going to pass. We don't have to fight it. Then he could also then quietly sign it, try to confuse people, and then not have a political fight over it. They don't want to have a debate about, oh, you can secretly arrest us. You're doing what Hitler did. I mean, this really illustrates everything we've warned, that they've gotten rid of posse comitatus, that they're going to have military on the streets. So when we come back, I'm going to air this special report. And before I get to that report, when we come out of the next segment, I'm going to break down this big report that's also up at the Drudge Report. But it's also obviously at InfoWars.com because it's our story. DHS officers armed with semi-automatics set up unannounced ID checkpoint in Florida. Papers, please, with submachine guns. And there it's happening everywhere with local police under their command. I mean, this is off the charts unconstitutional. Remember 2 years ago in Florida, the governor said, stop doing this. Families would pull up to the Army, state police, dragging them out of cars, whole highway shut down. And Homeland Security said, John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We can take you out of office, Governor. We'll do what we want. I mean, this is total federal takeover. And people say, well, the feds can do that. Oh, really? The feds are run by foreign banks. You understand? We've been taken over. We are an occupied nation. But here it is. DHS officers armed with semi-automatic set up unannounced ID checkpoint in Leesburg, Florida. Here's another one. Big Brother malls trigger privacy fight after installing equipment to spy on shoppers via their mobiles. This is already in place. You know, it's come out in mainstream news a decade ago that most malls have almost subliminal level audio under the mall music saying, buy, buy, happiness, you'll be happy when you buy. I mean, it just, we're under mind control. Just become aware of it. And then it's still hard to fight. But if you are naive and just say, no, nothing's happening, everything's fine, why do you think they want tyranny right now? Because this is a global financial implosion by design. This is being done by design. Now, of course, the biggest news of the day I'm going to get into right now and more with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts when he joins us coming up. Oil prices move steadily upward as EU prepares Iran embargo. And Iran says they will take that as an act of war. Half their gasoline, 51%, is imported. They got plenty of oil, but not the refineries that are always getting blown up by Al-Qaeda terrorists who work for, guess who, on record, the criminals that run our country. You're like, Al-Qaeda works for people who run our government? On record? That's one thing really freaking out the neocons when their callers call in and go, why is our government putting Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya? They go, that's because Obama's a secret Muslim. Oh, yes, yes, he's a secret Muslim. And I'm an Easter bunny. He's a CIA globalist. They use the Muslim extremist to overthrow countries. By the way, it's in the news that Hosni Mubarak is facing the death penalty. And globalists back to judges. There's a worse tyranny in charge there now. And Mubarak wouldn't follow every order to get behind World War III and attack Iran. He wouldn't get behind that. So guess what? They're now going to have a kangaroo trial and execute their old minion. There's no honor amongst thieves, my friends. So top news here, U.S. troops going to Israel. The Jerusalem Post is not calling an exercise, but a deployment ahead of possible war with Iran. Continuing the war on Iran, the deployment of thousands of U.S. troops to Israel, the integration of U.S.-Israel command structures ahead of a joint strike. Saudi's Gulf states on war alert for early U.S.-Iran clash. Deb Gavile, that's Israeli Intel Connect. Continuing. Libyan leader warns of civil war after Tripoli gun battles. Exactly what the globalists wanted. They want to wreck society. U.S. commander visits Israel to finalize missile drill. Jerusalem Post, it's on. It's on, and the TSA's coming with machine guns to street corners near you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Generaled system preparing to go into collapse. See the generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. It is a sacrifice. It is a religion. They are sorcerers of death's construction. They are the individuals that worship the power of evil. In the fields of bodies burning, as the global preemptive war machine keeps turning. And how do the globalists invade, attack nations? They finance radicals to then have a pretext to later destroy them. And I told you 8-9 months ago, when this whole war against Libya began, that they would put al-Qaeda in charge and then later have a civil war and use that as a pretext to bring in more NATO forces and fully occupy the nation permanently as a Afrikan base to invade all of Africa. How did I know that? Because that was public Pentagon plans, and we covered it in the Obama deception, now out for a little over 3 years. People watch Obama deception and they say, was this just made? Because this has been out since March, early March of 2009. How did you do this? Because the globalists operate in the open. They have the disinformation they give the general public, just like they would say 15 years ago the NSA didn't exist. They would say that on the news, and they would have national media attack myself and others if you talked about Echelon and spying on citizens. And when they were ready, they said, yeah, it's been around for 30 years. We spy on everything you do. Mm-hmm. Remember smart meters 5 years ago in California, people were saying, hey, these smart meters can control how hot our house is, how cold it is. You can track us. You can get data out of our house. You can tell what we're doing. Oh, shut up, conspiracy theorists. We never do that. Now they openly admit it once it's deployed. And this will destroy our entire future. This will destroy people that serve the military, police, bureaucrats. All of you have to decide what side you're on. And they're now announcing TSA is setting up more and more checkpoints across the United States. And we're going to break that down after this piece. Here is my report on the NDAA. It is not too late to turn it around. You cannot legalize tyranny. They may say this is a law, but it's a fraud. Here it is.
Under the provisions, would it be possible that an American citizen then could be declared an enemy combatant and sent to Guantanamo Bay and detained indefinitely?
They said it couldn't happen here.
The administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section.
There would never be trips on the streets of America. There would always be due process.
And when they say, I want my lawyer, you tell them, shut up.
Your time is expired.
Get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant.
It was the conspiracy theorists that warned that there was a plan to overthrow our republic and use the military against the people. That FEMA camps had been built. That citizens could be secretly arrested and disappeared.
I want that person to be terrified about what's going to happen to them in American custody.
And now NDAA 2012 is law. It did happen here.
Please know what will come your way. Death, detention, prosecution.
It's illegitimate. It's a fraud. It's tyranny in your face. The only question is, will the people of the United States let this tyranny now be put into action? It's one thing to pass an unconstitutional law. It's another thing to actually implement. The globalists have bitten off more than they can chew. The Republic is rising, and the spirit of 1776 flies proudly on our banners. It's time for everybody out there watching to have a gut check and to decide what side are you on. Do you stand with our constitutional republic, or do you stand with the corrupt politicians that have been bought and sold 100 times by offshore megabanks that are conquering this country through fraud? The reason the National Defense Authorization Act was rammed through Congress and the reason President Obama treacherously and traitorously signed it is because the power structure, the ruling class, is scared of the people. They know that we're waking up to the private Federal Reserve banking cartel. They know that we're waking up to secret arrest and torture. They know that we know that offshore banks have taken over this country through fraud and signed us on to over $1,000 trillion of fraudulent garbage derivatives paper. They know the Ponzi scheme is coming down, and so they ram through the NDAA. And Obama said that he was going to veto it so that he wouldn't take the political pressure. Then he signed it in the final hours of 2011 when he thought everybody wasn't paying attention and was partying on New Year's Eve. And he did that because crimes are committed in the dark. They don't want their open tyranny to be a wake-up call to people. They want to silently have our republic go into that long night. They want to stab this country in the back when nobody's watching. There's a problem. I'm watching. Ron Paul's watching. You're watching. And we're involved. And like Paul Revere before us, we are warning people worldwide. Just look at the NDAA and its passage. All the lies. Oh, at first it didn't affect citizens. Now they admit it does. A global declaration of war against all countries. Congress handing that power to the president, making him a dictator. Secret arrest of citizens, torture,
indefinite detention. Then the senators came out who authored it and said, you bet it affects citizens. We want you to be scared. And he went further and said, don't criticize us. Obama demanded this be in the legislation. The ACLU and others went to Obama and said, did you really do this? And they said, yes. That's how bad this deception has gotten, where they want to have their tyrannical cake and eat it too. But why are they hiding the fact that it affects citizens? Why are they hiding the fact that Obama signed it? Because they want to do their crimes secretly, because they know what they're doing is wrong. And they want to now implement this draconian classical tyranny behind the scenes ahead of the next staged event, the next false flag, the next big war. They want to roll this out with test cases with unsavory types of people like Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S. citizen they claim that they killed extrajudicially, so that they can sell the public on the idea of people disappearing into black holes. That's why it's so important now more than ever to get the truth about this Defense Authorization Act to everyone you know. In my 17 years on air, I have never seen an issue shake people out of their sleep, out of their social trance, like this has done. The apologies via email and comments on our websites are coming in by the thousands. Radio talk show hosts are apologizing. Congressional aides are calling me and apologizing, because everything that we warned the public about is now unfolding. Not just the establishment of military operations domestically, not just secret arrest and torture, not just new wars, but the warrantless wiretapping, the TSA checkpoints on the highways, it's all happening. And the system wouldn't have rammed this legislation through and exposed their despotic game plan if they weren't accelerating their timetable. War with Iran, economic collapse by design, it's all coming. But at this critical juncture, when the globalists are uncloaking themselves, they are extremely weak. Because now they are naked in front of us. They are brazenly there, proving to everyone that they are criminals. It is treason to overthrow the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They passed legislation before saying black people weren't humans. They could pass legislation saying that white people are slaves or something. It doesn't make it so. All laws that are repugnant and unconstitutional are null and void. Marbury versus Madison, and thousands of other rulings. Tyrants take over by degree, and the system is simply testing the public now to see if they can get away with this legislation first, and then to see piecemeal if they can get away with it incrementally. They're not going to come snatch you out of your house overnight. They're not going to activate the now public FEMA camps overnight. They're going to sell it as something that they're rolling out to save and safeguard society. They're going to script every facet of it. And that's why we've got to be there at every point, confronting them, pointing out their fraud, pointing out the true history, and decrying what they're doing, just like our ancestor Paul Revere and our founding fathers did. So I am upset that they did pass the NDAA. It shows what tyrants and just how corrupt and ruthless they are. Can you imagine what's coming next? You notice things just get crazier and crazier now. I'm upset about that, but there's a silver lining in every cloud. This is waking people up and has really thrown the gauntlet down in everyone's face. It's time to make a decision. It's time to get involved. It's time to warn everyone you know. It's time to realize we've got a two-party dictatorship engaged in insider trading and every other form of corruption you can imagine, to think that they're going to be able to not only continue this corruption, but expand it. That's the thing about corrupt governments. They get more corrupt, or you bring them to justice. They get more emboldened. And then when they've gone so far that the public wakes up, they always try to come in and clamp down on the public. And they've always got excuses. Foreign enemies, domestic terrorists. It's happened over and over again. Incredible despotism has come to every nation in history. And now it's coming here. We know history. And so if we educate others and stand tall, we are not doomed to repeat it. So let's take this information with the NDAA and all the lies associated with it and use it as a teaching moment. And not just a moment of instruction, but a moment of awakening. It's now time for those of you out there that grovel to the establishment and go along with whatever the system does and make excuses for it to realize you are not part of the power structure. You haven't chosen to join the New World Order, and so you're on the winning team. Less than 0.1% from our research is actually part of this New World Order system and stands to gain from it. That's what even Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, wrote a few years ago in his book, Superclass, Admitting a Global Government Run by 6,000 Top Technocrats. You're not one of the technocrats that the Economist magazine pushes and promotes as our saviors, who are actually the authors and engineers of all of our problems. You are going to have your standard of living lowered. You're going to have your freedoms lowered. And just because you've served the system doesn't mean that you won't be devoured by it. The good news is, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There is a giant awakening happening. And now is the time. People's minds are fertile to hear the truth. They have never been more open to be given the true information about history and about the New World Order and about what's happening. So I'm begging all of you to be the leaders you are and to reach out to everyone you can with banner hangs, local newsletters, talk radio shows, calling into talk radio, going and speaking at your city council, running for Congress, running for mayor, running for sheriff. Because resistance is victory. We've got to intensify the buzz that we see around Ron Paul and Liberty to every issue and every area. And all of us need to be like Ron Paul. All of us need to be like other patriots that have come before us. It's just like in the movie Spartacus, which is based on a true story, a slave revolt in southern Italy against the nation-state of Rome. And they're looking for Spartacus. So they're looking for his body. They're trying to find him. And the slaves that they've captured start standing up and saying, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. It's Victor Hugo that said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. They can't stop us all. And one cautionary note to enforcers of this system, military, police, and others that are being asked to engage in classical oppression of the American people. You're going to be given plausible cover stories for doing what you're going to be asked to do in the future. But remember, all of this was set up in the past 16 years or so. All of this was being covertly planned. The derivatives, the banking takeover, all of this has been planned out. But because we have been aware of it, we've got a serious jump on the globalist right now. Because we were there for decades warning people ahead of time, now we have a lot of credibility. And I want to warn the power structure that this is not going to be a cakewalk. The London Telegraph, the Associated Press, they're all reporting that in the month of December, more than 1.5 million FBI instant background checks were done. And on average, people were buying two guns or more. We're talking about 3 million guns sold in the month of December, an all-time record. And the purchasing of guns is only accelerating. I saw surveys where the public was asked why they're buying guns, and the majority said because of economic collapse, because of social unrest, and we don't trust the government. The system's iron fist is not going to work against an armed population that understands the score. And so I want to challenge the global controllers to rethink what they're doing and to look at history and to pull back and to realize that you are not in a good position. Even if you staged some big false flag terror attacks, the people are awakened to you and are now aware of what you're doing. And the American people, if you do launch the Civil War operation in the U.S., are going to ensure that the controllers, not the low-level minions, are brought to justice. We need to be reaching out to police and military now and asking them to make the choice to join the Republic and the spirit of 1776 to peacefully bring back our country and to bring these criminals to justice. We do not need to be played off against each other. This is part of the globalist plan and needs to be averted. Tyranny is here. It's up to you to face it and to take action against it through peaceful ways. Let us work now while the sun still shines, so that if we do go into that dark night of true, hardcore tyranny, we would have done everything we could beforehand to avert what's coming. But I know from history, many times tyrannies are defused if the public is warned by patriots. We've got a good chance of doing that right now. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Please tell your friends and family to tune into the radio show every weekday from 11 to 2 Central. The free audio streams are at InfoWars.com, where we break down this information in more detail. All right, we're going to come back and get into the checkpoints expanding across the country run by the TSA. I'll also give you the title of that video. We're about to post it at InfoWars.com for viral distribution.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
System. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to run through some more of the news in the next segment or so, but I do want to take your calls before Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the of policy at the Department of Treasury, joins us at the bottom of the next hour. I'd like to get your breakdown and view on the special report we just aired. I'd like to get your take on the fact that they've gone from saying they might attack Iran to selling the idea that it's a foregone conclusion as that military buildup in Kuwait, Israel, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and other nations accelerates. I've talked to military sources, and they say it's on. They were thinking about doing it late last year, but now it's going to happen sometime before the election. So we are certainly trying to avert that happening. We do need to discuss exactly what it's going to mean and what is going to unfold if this crisis goes live. And they're certainly moving towards that. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today. We can also talk about Obama's unprecedented power grab of these recess appointments. I'm going to get into a bunch of high-tech technology news, including a top radiation doctor says TSA naked body scanners can cause cancer, but a whole bunch of them come out. And this is out of the Florida Sun Sentinel. Natural News is reporting on that. But the TSA is told it's good for them. They tell the troops DU is good for them now. Oh, don't worry about it. This is the level of deception we're dealing with. Now, the video/audio report that we just premiered here, that's powerful audio-wise, but really powerful when you can see it, is key to alert Americans to what we face and how our own military is being trained and turned against us, along with giant federal security forces who've been taught total disdain for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I've run into the Viper teams in New York back when they were beta testing them, and they bug their eyes out at old ladies. They search bags. They scream at people. They stand around like they're out of a comic book of bad guys, because you know, and sit there with their guns, looking back and forth like terrorists are everywhere. I mean, you've got to be mentally ill to think that you know the threat is so imminent. And they find little kids, men that are basically little kids who want to play army against us, the people. And this happens in every other country. It's happening here. We've got to turn this around. And the title of the article and the video going up in minutes at Infowars.com is NDAA is a hoax. You cannot legalize tyranny. And I'll go and I break it down in the video. You can say black people are slaves again. I don't care if you have a law, they're not. Just like you can have a law saying people can abort babies. It's always been illegal until now, and it should be illegal. They go, well, what if it's life-threatening? They've always gone in and done surgery if the woman's going to die. That's not called an abortion. It's called an emergency procedure. Totally different. Very, very simple. It's incredible how they play mind games with people. So a crime is a crime. The government could pass a law saying they can, you know, use kids for skeet practice. Or they can take your house and make you their slave. It isn't a law. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. We need to explain this to people and form a movement against it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.